China's cyber capabilities are posing a serious threat to the U.S. as national security concerns continue to grow over the Chinese-owned video sharing app TikTok. Joining me now to talk about it all is Michael Pillsbury, Hudson Institute Director of Chinese Strategy and author of The 100-Year Marathon, China's Secret Strategy to Replace America as the Global Superpower. It's been too long, Michael. Wonderful to see you. Thank you for being here. How advanced have China's cyber warfare capability? Let's start there. How advanced is it? Because I heard that they have like 10 times more people working in their cyber command than we do. Is that commensurate with a huge advance over our capability?
To put it briefly, yes. You're quoting from a new congressional report by the U.S.-China Economic Security Commission. This commission is actually quite wonderful. It's been in existence for about 20 years. Everybody on it it's bipartisan. Everybody on the commission has a top secret clearance. They get all kinds of information from the intelligence community every year. Then they put out this report, often sounding the alarm the way they are this time with this 10-to-1 ratio that China's ahead of us in terms of people working on cyber. They also reported that the Chinese are far more offensive. They're like 18 to 20% of their team is offensive cyber. Ours is equivalent numbers, about 1 to 2%. Wow. So this commission is good, but they never quite say what to do. They always have a conclusion saying Congress should look into this.
Well, Michael,
so it doesn't make any progress.
Let me just ask you specifically about TikTok. How important is TikTok as a part of their cyber warfare capability? I mean, is it penetrating into our national databases?
Well, TikTok, as you know, David, can search a person's phone and transmit the data that's in it, the contacts, the emails, everything, to China. This has been pointed out now for a couple of years. It doesn't seem to deter people from wanting to use TikTok. So it's going to take legislation to restrict it. Once again, we have the diagnosis, we have people sounding the alarm, but then nothing ever happens. So yes, TikTok is quite important to this overall Chinese network to steal data about American
citizens.
And
it's completely controlled by the CCP.
Technology.
TikTok, by the way, is owned by ByteDance, but ByteDance is completely controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, they have Chinese Communist ownership and also party cells inside the company. Right. So I would say, yes, that's true. But once again, what to do about it becomes the big problem.
Yes. All right. Well, we're going to have to say that for another day because I want to move on to this President Biden-President Xi meeting, which at first we were told they didn't talk about fentanyl. Yeah. They didn't talk about COVID origins. Now they just called up the New York Post, of all people, because they've been critical of the Biden administration and say, no, we did talk about fentanyl. Right. We did talk about the origins of COVID. Do you buy that?
I think the White House and Joe Biden himself, who I knew as a senator, they're very sensitive to criticism that they're soft on China. And they apparently are soft on China, so they're very defensive. They claim that they discussed health security and health problems. They claim they discussed fentanyl, but until they release the transcript of this very long meeting, how is the public going to know what actually happened?
We don't know. We have to take them at their word, and that's a very dangerous proposition, as we've seen in the past. But I have to ask, we only have 40 seconds. Is it conceivable that the Chinese targeting of the Biden family, because it was an espionage targeting of the Biden family, they had spies in there working with Hunter Biden and with Joe Biden's, is it possible that they have been compromised, that because of that security breach, the Biden family writ large has been compromised by their business dealings? Quickly.
They've been compromised, I think, in the sense that Joe Biden himself already thought this way. And somehow through Hunter and all these business dealings, they simply pushed Biden even further toward his own belief that China is not really much of a threat other than commercially, you know, McDonald's versus Burger King, that kind of thing. So this investigation is going to be extremely important, don't you think?
It is indeed. And we will watch with bated breath. Michael Pillsbury, pleasure to see you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you very much for being here. Stick with Kudlow. We'll be right back.